ahead of discussing this week's parasha. Why is Tzmidin on this week's parasha, Mesafin on this week's parasha, Rosh Chodesh and all the Kabbonis on this week's parasha? Why? So the ahead of discussing this parasha's Pinchas is always by 3 weeks. Again, the parasha's Pinchas begins the Yemei Mitzonah. So what gives us the Gaguyim, gives us the Chiyas, what gives us the Hagoshim, Tzibia Hagoshim for the Beis Hamikdash? Parasha's Pinchas. You learn about Kabbonis. You learn about the Kabbonis, and then you get Gaguyim. And you get more like a chis. Now all we need is the Mizbeach and the Behemus. And then we can put our chis. What does Ga'aguyim mean? What does Tzipiyah mean? Tzipiyah means, Tzipiyah means that you want it. It means you've got more like a chis. Every chis you have to put into a kli. Every chis you have to put into a kli, because if you haven't got the kli to put it in, so you have more like a Ga'aguyim. That's what Ga'aguyim means. You have the chis, but you don't have the... When you learn it, but you learn the Hilchos Lulav before Sukkah, so I'm worried to get Tzipiyah, I'm worried to get Gagoyim from Mrs. Lulav. And when the Emesh does Mazakas, the Sukkah's morning, we wake up and we can put it all into all the Gagoyim into a Kli. But our Gagoyim for the Beis HaMikdash is cool, we feel, we learn the Torah of the Beis HaMikdash, we feel a Chiyas, and we can't put it into an oath. So that's a worried to get Tzadav, and that's what Gagoyim means. Sometimes you don't feel nothing. People who don't feel nothing, I mean, they haven't got gagoyim. Now, there's a pisvar, who should have the greatest gagoyim? Somebody who's completely out of it. He doesn't feel any gagoyim then. Right? Who has gagoyim? Who cries in 9 days? Who has gagoyim? He just learns and understands what the Beis HaMikdash, can visualize what the Beis HaMikdash is, and he knows he's been through the Mishnah's Tomid, the Midas, he knows what Avoida was, and this and that. So he has gagoyim now, the Beis HaMikdash. He has the chiyus. So we need the kelim. We need the kelim to put it down. Same thing. The Torah of everything. Makarav on the Torah. You take a lulav, you makarav to Torah. You take a nos, makarav to Torah. That's why I'm saying now in our own avoda, in our own daily avoda, when we say abaya, when we start in kabbonis, we say bashes tombed in kabbonis, Torah is in kabbonis, is the koyman after in kabbonis. We have to say gagoyim, the chiyus, gagoyim. I'm saying it every day in Bepeh. Rather than Shalom the Farms of Hussein, when we're in Mizorcha, to be able to mamish do the Kabbalah. Like if you're a person who's Gagoyim, it's not Shayim Beis HaMikdash, it's then when it's not Shayesh Beis HaMikdash, it's Hashem. I mean, a person never said Kabbalah, come to Shul late, skip Kabbalah, Beis HaMikdash is going to come, what's his feeling going to be for Kabbalah? The Sfarim say that if a person leaves Shul in the middle of davening, and the avoid is connected, the tefillah is connected avoida, and they'll throw him out of the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of the avoida. Such that. Say for Harodim, say, I mean, it's not a fact. Tal Mashkichim says, it's a Kanoim, says, and throw him out of them. Mamish, what we're doing now is that it's going to be a person who's a gay, sheds tears and korbanos. It's time to be during these 3 weeks, even for a person who says Kabbalah every day, to come to shul a few minutes early, to start down here 5 minutes early, to say the Kabbalah, during these 3 weeks, the greater Gaguim, the more the Gaguim, and the Mishmish will come, all those Gaguim will come out into us. At last, all those Gaguim, everything will come out. All these years of being Skagia for Kabbalah, it will come out, and the kind of mitzvah of the mighty Gaguim. It's all from the Torah of Zach. Because it has all the Gagoyim. Not Chas V'Shalom to say Kabbalah every day slowly. Chalal, a terrible zilzul. It's not zilzul. It's an Atzilus Koyach. Feeling that we're in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rosh Hashanah is a Yidin's dumbness to be in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Hadar. Imagine that David should give that about today, or next week, Wednesday, in Harabai, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be born here. It's going to be built, and everybody's coming, and whoever wants can have one day. Then he's taking it away again until Mashiach comes. Imagine the Hargoshes, the whole world would come here. It's every morning. Every morning you need to come feel. You can feel the Beis HaMikdash. Why do you feel this? What do you mean, why didn't I feel? There wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. why didn't I feel it? Since there wasn't a bit of English, you had a bit of English every morning. You took 2 minutes over it? It's your problem. And then it says Nefchu Sanim Shel David, Nefchu Pneim Shel David, Kshule Hakdeira. They went all. David Melech was nifter. Right, it was a while before already. Right, a while before. So what's Manoshech? Yid wasn't lucky. David Melech was alive. Right, David Melech was alive. Yid was not lucky. David Melech. So he saw David Melech. He wasn't lucky. David Melech. Right. He wasn't lucky David HaMelech when he saw the halo upon him of David HaMelech, so because the horn going through. So, now they're full of busha. The Teretz says, now it's too late. It was the first line. But he realized now the busha of David, and he's not around anymore. He's not around anymore. It's too late to be miskasha to him. Uy, this is never there. It wasn't Pshat Zatzah, now it was Nizbara that David was a tzaddik. Now it was Nizbara, the godless of David HaMelech, and he's not here anymore with us. Mashiach comes, and we're going to see the Shechinah Kedoshah, and we're going to see the godless of a mitzvah, we're going to see the godless of Torah, we're going to see the godless of a Shechinah Kedoshah, and the Rebbein Shalom is going to say, here I was with you, whole Olam Hazeh, I was here with you, and where were you? Narishkeit, making money, I don't know what you, all you're doing, Narishkeit, and then it's going to be too late suddenly to be a miskasha to the Rebbein Shalom. That's the same busha. It talks about tzaddikim. If a person's zeicher to him, we have to miskasha to tzaddikim. If they're around us when we're alive, we have to run after them. We have to be miskasha to tzaddikim. We have to run after them. We have to nudge them. We have to mamish run after tzaddikim. Because when those tzaddikim are not here anymore, you know, suddenly a person either he hears about the tzaddik, it's more than that. Mashiach, when the Mashiach will come and realize the God will say, whoa, he lived in our door. He lived in our door. And we didn't run after him. We went misavik b'afar aglem. That's nefku pnei. It's the name Shaldovit Kishul Akadeo. It's spelled like a tzuchtel, that he spelled tzuchtel, Shechina Kadosh. You had the mitzvahs, which is going to be Mechiach on Yisrael. You had all the mitzvahs, and you had Torah, and you had Kabbalah, and you had Pnimis of Torah, and you had the Marim Nah, and you had Shantav, and you had Toysus, and you had Rambam, and you have everything. Yeah, you had so much, all that so much. And now Esht, when it's too late already, now we suddenly find out about the Kedusha. You should look it out and say, to check out this if I'm saying it correctly. It's very shalom and likutim. That's going to be the tzah. That's going to be the tzah. People don't appreciate the chag. People don't appreciate Hashabbos, Zmir Shabbos, Hashabbos table, Hashabbos Suda. How many kulchas of gnuzim there are on the Shabbos table? How many kulchas of gnuzim there are in everything, in every aspect of Avodas Hashem? Person off, makes kiddush, takes his jacket off, okay, let's tuck in. There's oitzrus shlemus that he's ignoring. And then when the emes will be in the zvara, and they say, yeah, it was on your table. These oitzrus were on your table.